I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets
gross.
The people going.
This episode of the Ted and Ty Show is brought to you by Brown Girl Brand. If you're looking for a motivational or a relatable tee for brown girls everywhere, then look no further than browngirlbrand.com. It is the place to be with catchy slogans like Melanin Poppin' Severely, Brown AF, Damn Gina, and more. Brown girls love these tees, and you will too. Available at browngirlbrand.com or on Instagram at browngirlbrand.
Let's start the show.
Don't move.
Shit, keep that shit still, nigga. Whatever you do, keep that motherfucker rolling, boy.
Stay right there. Don't you...
Shout out to Ty, because Ty was the reason, was the first person that ever put me on Snow in the Bluff. He even took me to James P. Brawley.
So I took that boy down into the bluff.
not really. I mean, we was on James P. Brawley, really. But we was so far from the bluff. Like,
we can't go all the way down there now. No. You wild.
Damn sure wasn't all the way down there, nigga. Do you see what them niggas was doing down there? Even though that shit, I was so hurt when I found out that shit wasn't real.
That was so like a sad hurt day. Niggas was like, it's almost like the day when you found out, like, it's as if you found out, like, oh yeah, nigga, Shotters wasn't really a Jamaican movie. You'd be like, oh, damn. I thought that was really how it went down.
Wait, what do you mean it wasn't really a Jamaican movie? Hold on.
No, it is. I was saying that's if.
Oh, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, hold on. Damn, see, now you're about to break my heart. Like, like, you mean to tell me these niggas was in Miami the whole time? I was going to be pissed. Nigga, hurt. Like, the fuck do you mean it wasn't a real Jamaican movie, nigga? As bad as that movie was, nigga.
Nigga, that was really Morris Chestnut. That was Ricky that got shot, right? Because you're just killing all my dreams, huh?
Right.
All my black dreams. Like, nah.
So you mean to tell me that Ebony really didn't get raped? Come on, man. So Junior just out here really roaming free. Okay. No. All right. Let's see what's going on.
Do not rape.
We're going to get into some,
hashtag do not rape.
I was about to say, we're going to get into some do not rapes this episode. But you know, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. Let me go ahead and get this shit started. Okay, okay, okay. This is the Ted and Ty Show. I am your host, T-E-D-K-U-S-H, man. And I'm joined here by my fantastic counterparts. Can I say counterparts? No?
Counterparts? The fact that Danny had a problem.
Okay, whatever. I'm joined here by my niggas. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
I'm not finna play with you tonight.
Ty That Guy, how you doing, man? It's your boy. What's up? I'm in here, like always.
And it's your girl, Danny J.
Of course, you can keep up with us and follow us on social media, all things Ted and Ty Show, as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I don't know if there's any other social apps out there because we ain't getting no new ones. But follow us on those three. Follow me at Ted.Cush, Ty at Ty.Sean.W, and Danny J at Go.Danny J. It is spelled G-E. U-A-X?
Damn.
Wrong. G-E-A-U-X.
Bro, I'm from Michigan. Like the first time I saw something spelled like that was in Louisiana.
But you was in Louisiana for like 19 years, my nigga. That excuse don't work no more, son. You can know how to spell. You know how to spell go, son. That hell was on every billboard, my nigga. You wild.
Wait a minute. First of all, are you trying to say I was in college for way longer than I should have been? Because... Anyway, I wasn't in college that long, first of all. Secondly, nigga, I was in college in Louisiana, not Baton Rouge, nigga. Total difference, nigga. Like, they spell shit like that. Nigga, Louisiana is just country.
I agree.
Am I lying?
No, I agree with that. Totally.
I mean, yeah. We all went to school there, too. So
the fact that I don't spell go the way that them niggas spell it and I just spell it G-O, I feel like that's a problem.
No, we all spell it go, but like you know how to spell that shit.
No, I don't. I actually was looking at the notes right here, and
you spell it wrong every time. Correct.
Exactly, because I think it's spelled wrong on the note. So fuck y'all. Like, fuck. Shit. Maybe I should change it on the notes.
Just think about LSU. Think about the Saints. Well, maybe not the Saints because of that game.
I'm about to say it's a rough weekend for them niggas.
Yeah, I felt bad.
I don't even. No, I'm not gonna lie, Danny J. I've never seen a fan base so mad.
They are aggressively angry.
Aggressively angry.
Like, I don't even know if that makes sense.
It makes tons of sense. We know what you mean.
It doesn't, but it does. Yeah, Saints it makes tons fans, of sense because the niggas are upset. Yeah.
The Saints fans, like, they go hard. And I know Atlanta didn't want them here because, you know, I feel like Falcons fans just hate Saints fans so much. Like, it's so much hate.
Because we're in the same division. We're in the same division as them. That's why we hate them.
I'm just
it's time for you to, I'm about to say it's time for you to chime in, Ty, since you now want to claim the Falcons, nigga. Like,
oh, no, hey, son, chill out. It's been 2 years now. Matter of fact, it's been 3 years.
It's been two.
Like, you are. I'm definitely back in the A, son. It's Falcons all the way. Rise the fuck up. You got me fucked up.
Y'all niggas was trash. But anyway.
Aren't you a Lion fan? You better chill out.
Nigga, wait a minute. We're always trash. So, so have the fuck at it with the trash jokes, nigga. Duh, nigga. That's going to be my response to all of them. Niggas be like, y'all niggas suck. Duh. What the fuck, nigga? That's not new, nigga. What the fuck? Nigga, the difference between us and Cowboys fans is that, like, the Lions fans, we hope that we do well and we wish, because Lions fan base is definitely strong as fuck in Detroit. Like, we want them to do well, but they never do. And we just accept it. Cowboys fans are delusional. Like, them niggas are like, no, 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 we win in the Super Bowl this year. Nigga, I say it every year just because we 0-0. Nigga, as soon as the ball is kicked off, I'm like, damn. Well, there goes another one.
Nigga, the game one.
Game one. Game one. We out of there. But so before we get into, like, the serious shit, I guess, even though we'll try to sneak some jokes in there. But before we get into that serious shit, though, we recorded the last episode and talked about the Soulja Boy, Soulja Guy, Soulja Man, Big Draco. Big Draco.
Drake.
Niggas ain't fucking with Big Draco. We talked about that shit. Drake. See, I was pissed because that shit happened a day after we recorded. So it might be owed to some niggas, but the jokes and the memes and the gifts and all of that shit are still rolled.
Yes, they are.
So that's what we're going to bring in and talk about on the top of us. A little bit of some hot shit. Hot shit. Hot shit. Yeah, so like I said, we were a day late, like literally 24 hours. I damn near wanted to restart and like be like, fuck that. Let's just.
Niggas did consider re-record.
Let's record this bitch over, nigga. But that shit was, that was a classic interview. Did both of y'all actually watch the interview or just see like me?
I actually watched the whole interview. It was intriguing to me. At first, when I saw Soulja Boy putting all those videos out, I'm like, this nigga a clown, he on crack. But after the interview was like underway, I'm like, damn. I kind of feel like Soulja Boy was making a little sense.
A little bit.
He was making a little sense.
There were definitely some points in the interview where he was like, all right, maybe this nigga ain't as crazy as we think. And then he'll definitely say some shit afterwards. You'd be like, oh, okay.
Right.
I was about to say, he would say some shit like, nigga, Drake stole my flow. Woo woo. Like, yeah, damn. Yeah. Actually, on that little thing, I'm not going to say he still it. I feel like he was actually just
picked a line and moved on.
Niggas do that. Yeah. Yeah. Niggas do that all the time. Like, but, I was like, damn, okay, that's real. And then it was other points where he was talking about like Apple and how Apple, you know, we buy from Apple, but we won't buy from him and we clown him. And it's like, okay, yeah, you actually make a sense. And then you backdoor
right.
like,
right.
all these niggas owe me 5%. I made all these niggas.
Right.
Whoa. Whoa, Big Draco.
Wow.
Whoa.
Big Draco.
Yeah, he's a really good liar.
Yeah, he's a character.
The boy said, Bompton. Yeah, I'm from Bompton. What?
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 Nigga, you from Atlanta, I thought. And actually,
he's from Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, but didn't he grow up in Atlanta?
They graduated high school in Mississippi.
Oh, he came really? To Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Stop it. I thought this Crank That Soulja Boy shit was an Atlanta thing.
No, he dropped that song in Atlanta. No. That song was made in the A. But no, he was definitely in high school in Mississippi. He came to the A when he started, like, Crank That.
But I thought he was in high school when he dropped Crank That.
I'm looking it up now, son, because now I'm
confused. I was about to say, I'm not a Soulja Boy historian. You heard me, Danny J? I'm not a Soulja Boy historian.
No, we don't know. But I honestly, I don't know. I liked Soulja Boy, you know, and I think he's getting a lot of clout because I think wasn't his interview like one of the only, well, one of the top ones that like got a million views on what's that other show with academics and
Everyday Struggle. That shit sucks.
Yeah, that
it's not even Joe Budden anymore.
And I don't like that show, and I don't like Academics or that girl, the lady. The other guy I like, he's cool. You know, he's pretty real, but
I don't even know who they replaced Joe Budden with.
I don't know him, but he was cool. But that interview was really like, what the hell? It was basically just Academics and Soulja Boy going back and forth. Like,
yeah, I didn't see him.
So Soulja Boy. I just found the stuff, son. He was born in Chicago, and then at 6, he moved to Atlanta. But he left real soon and moved with his dad to Batesville, Mississippi, where he recorded Crank That in a studio his dad bought him. Okay. All
right.
Dad believed in him.
So he's not from Bompton. That's what we for sure know.
That's for damn sure. He wasn't born there, raised there, none of that shit. But he said that's his hood out there, nigga. Got him fucked up. That's Big Draco, nigga.
So do y'all feel like he bought these people when he was saying how all these people slept on his couch and how this happened? Yeah,
I do believe that. Because
I do believe that. He posted pictures to prove that and videos to prove that. I do believe that. But I think he said it within the interview, though. He was stupid because he was becoming niggas' friends and shit. And then when they got on, they was signing with other niggas and he wasn't capitalizing on that shit.
Right.
So I do believe that, yes, but
he was a receipt guy. He had a receipt for everything. Look at my conversation with Migos. Look at this. I'm like, okay.
It's just he said he sold all them consoles, and then I mean he made money off the consoles. It was like 200 and some thousand off the consoles, but then they looked and it was like 7 consoles sold. How, nigga? What the fuck? And he literally is just buying the shit wholesale, like from China, and then just like sticking his name on it and reselling.
Because isn't he getting sued?
What?
Isn't he getting sued?
Or Nintendo?
Like by Nintendo?
Oh yeah, by like Nintendo and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh well. Whatever. Whatever. So Soulja Man. Like you said, he definitely is capitalizing off of this shit though, because he was on Everyday Struggle and Breakfast Club, and he went on so many fucking press runs after this shit, literally saying the same thing over and over.
Exactly. That's what got me. Like, y'all keep getting him on the show, but he's literally wearing the same Gucci headband and saying the same thing over and over. And I'm sure y'all paying him some type of bread. Like,
I mean, fam, if I pay $300, $800, I don't know how much that damn Gucci headband costs. Hey, but if I paid that for that bitch,
he said it during the Breakfast Club. All publicity is good publicity. He just want to be seen right now because somebody's going to buy the shit that he's selling and he's going to make money. He don't give a damn if you buy it and make fun of it. Nigga, I don't give a damn if you buy the hoe, you take it outside and throw it across the street. Like, it's yours now.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. Brandon was finna box it with Floyd Mayweather. He would be with Drake, the biggest rapper in the world.
Drake? The nigga that got bodied by Pusha T? The nigga that's hiding his kid from the world, but his world wanna hide from the kid? Arby Graham in a wheelchair? Drake?
Yes!
Y'all niggas better stop playing with me.
Stop telling me like I ain't teach Drake everything he know.
Hold on, you taught Drake everything he know.
Y'all ain't hear Drake on his first song? Tell me what's really going on. Drizzy Drake back in this thing already. What's that? That's Soulja. That's my bar. Shit. He copied my whole fucking flow.
That's Kiss Me Through the Phone.
He copied my whole fucking flow. Oh, word for word, bar for bar.
Oh,
don't act like I didn't make Drake, nigga. Don't.
Yep.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. All right. So, like we said.
Oh, my bad. Damn. You got me in the
mood. Oh, you was on the boat with the Lauryn Hill. I was in there. Oh, okay. Hey. I'm surprised that wasn't Denny. I'm surprised Denny didn't come in with some shit.
Because I always do.
Nah, you usually just say smart ass shit.
Under your breath, making sure like it barely gets recorded and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Niggas make the Explore page and they just think they popping.
Oh, my gosh. What was your name, Rodrigo? Come on now.
Ooh. Son, leave Julio alone, bruh.
Hold on now, Sanaa. You better stay your ass on the side.
No, because you on my helmet. So if you
so what if I'm using another nigga joke, nigga? So nigga, I have
don't let DJ
say,
fucking what is it? Fucking teach you how to do shit, nigga.
No. Yeah, you on my helmet, so it's
nah. Half of Ty jokes he didn't got from somebody else too.
Nah, so I done got them all. Nah, nigga, all my jokes at your fucking wig, nigga. They came
that's
original, nigga.
It's not true. I've given you jokes. I'd be like, man, a nigga
Mexican
told me
middleweight boxer by myself, nigga. That was the very first thing out of my mouth when I saw it.
Okay,
Okay, well, that's the most recent, fam. Like, son, I've been at your...
Just know we don't help. That's all you, yeah,
for the last 10 years, nigga. Damn. Can't think of all my jokes right now.
Ty, you look like a middle school child, a middle school girl.
Son,
like,
I have a 7-inch beard. Her mama used wilding.
To press her hair. Oh, my God.
Here we go with the beard.
It's 7 inches.
Nah, son, really? I was just...
Like, so you measured your beard.
I imagine that you knew I was being sarcastic.
Oh, okay. Because I was.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah. I got you, son. You don't know what it's like.
I didn't actually. Yeah, you.
You started this, fam. Ain't nobody.
Wow. He didn't.
Think, yeah, you know, I like to sneak them in. Like, you know, if I was like a boxer, like you and shit, nigga, it'd be more body blows. I don't really like to go for the head shots. I like to hit them. You know, hit them for the whole fight. Make the nigga. You know. I like the last and make the ass whooping feel longer than a quick little knockout.
Anyway, so
I'm like, this is left.
Because he didn't got way
right, this is going left. Like, I don't even know what we're talking about.
Nigga, like, how are we even talking about boxing? Niggas don't even watch boxing no more. Nigga, Adrian Broner just got his ass beat. Nigga, so
not you and shit.
What?
You look like Manny Pacquiao.
No, okay. I don't.
Move along.
Come on. Yeah, because come anyway. So this nigga said I look like.
So I don't even want to talk about the Armand Shepard shit, whatever the fuck his name is. I want to talk about
Shumpert.
What the fuck is his name?
Iman Shumpert, nigga. She said I don't want to talk about Ahmad Shrimmer.
Calm down. What the Danny?
Whatever the fuck his name is. I don't even want to talk about him. I want to talk about son. The rape. At opera and this Chris Brown shit for real.
What is opera? Oh, that shit. I didn't know that shit happened in Atlanta, to be honest with you.
It's a club
in
Atlanta.
Where it happened at.
Yeah, so it happened in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, did y'all see the
Jasmine
video?
Eden.
I mean, I'm assuming since Danny brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Oh, no, go ahead.
I saw a little bit of the video, but it's... My bad, Danny. Go ahead. My bad. Okay, so I saw the video, a little bit of it, because to be honest, like, for one, you just feel
I didn't watch that shit.
And at the second, like... So it's definitely... Yeah, it's definitely her just, like, legit saying, like, please help me stop.
I didn't see the whole...
It was a 10-minute video, because at first they was in the club, then they went outside, and... Oh, no, no. It was a whole snippet.
I didn't see outside.
Where
I didn't know
first she was like kind of like normal and shit. And then you could see something kicked in. Now, I have my thoughts. I have my thoughts on it as well. I personally don't know. I don't want to be quick to condemn this guy because he's not running from it because he has actually done an interview and he's going to the police with his lawyer. He got a lawyer. He didn't even say like my lawyer. Ooh. He was like, nigga, I went and got a lawyer. Like, because niggas don't got lawyers on deck. I mean, right. Niggas be trying to act like they do. But like,
yeah.
Do you got retainer fees? Mm-mm. I don't.
Hell no.
No.
My name is not Jamie Kilpatrick or what's that nigga name? St. Patrick.
I'm like, what the fuck?
My name is not Ghost. So I don't got lawyers on deck, and I don't do nothing to need a lawyer on deck, but regardless, he said he went, you know, so he's doing interviews and stuff. So
you feel like you don't know, or you feel like you're leaning more towards he didn't do it since he's so out?
I don't want to say that either because that's a bold claim, and I don't want to be the nigga that is on wax saying, nah, that nigga ain't
right. So basically, what you're saying, Ted, is something's fishy about the whole situation if he's so confident.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Now, mind you, the last rapist that we said was confident, we kind of got slammed for that because we was like, this nigga Mystical, he was too confident. He went to the police officer and then this old.
I mean, but Mystical has not been, he has not been convicted yet, or, you know, even though Mystical is a previous rapist. So we slammed him off the rip though. Anyway, do not rape. But yeah, I think the whole situation is a little bit sticky, bro. That's how I feel. No pun intended. I wouldn't even try to be funny.
So,
but I think it is though, just because this guy had his face on the tape, like, or I said on the tape.
Video.
Nigga, this is not the 90s. On the live stream, on the phone, his face on the camera, even though he maybe might not have known, they say, but you see a light from the phone. I got a privacy screen. You could still see the light from the phone. You know what I'm saying? So he was on the camera there. I personally heard other people in the background saying somebody help her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Me
too.
And I spoke to Danny earlier, Ty, and you're the only person other than me on this that Danny. Actually has a real dick. You know, Danny got a drawer full of fake up.
What?
Got 10 of them.
So, you have 10?
I'm being facetious.
My God.
Don't own one.
If you
don't have it, we ain't doing it. Period. Okay, go ahead.
But you don't have your own?
I have my own. You know? Yeah, I have my own. But if you're trying to engage in sexual activity with me, you need to be prepared.
You better bring yours. But you would think you would just have your own
for my own safety precautions. But
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I have my own, but it's a different stroke.
You put it in a dishwasher?
Moving on, bitch ass nigga.
Hey,
no,
hey,
but I'm.
Have y'all noticed every episode we end up on straps?
Yeah. Well, Danny is the fucking local lesbian.
And we talking about dicks and shit, so.
We are. But okay, so, all right, you're right, Ty. Sorry. Get back on track.
We're talking about rape now. We're talking about, all right, let's go.
Anyway, right. So, what I told Danny earlier, though, and Ty, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but like, if your dick is hard, like, and if he's raping her, I'm assuming his dick has to be hard or else it's not going in. You're not just putting that back in your pants. You know what I'm saying? So I find it a little bit fishy as well, just the fact that they were in, and I hope I'm not being problematic. I really hope I'm not. Mm-hmm. We really slam rapists here, but I also don't want to slam an innocent guy without having, you know, analyzed the facts. And the fact is that I analyzed these things myself, and I ain't nobody. I ain't no fucking law detective. But if my dick was hard and I was in the middle of the club raping somebody, speaking hypothetically, and she falling to the ground and saying, no, stop, ooh, it's going to be kind of hard to put my dick back in my pants.
Right.
Yeah.
Ty?
Unless you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even then,
it's definitely not a quick process where you just like, and that thing up. Any man that's around is going to be like, oh, he just put his dick away. Because we all know that quick downward move by the body. You be like, oh, yeah, that nigga just put his dick up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. Mm-hmm. Now he got to stand real awkward, like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Weird. And look, ain't nothing with, nah, nigga ever got a Woody in? Look, yeah, I called it a Woody because I ain't want to be too explicit and I ain't want to sound like I'm just talking about dicks. But nigga ever got a Woody in church, nigga, or something? Or school?
So you fold that hoe up. You fold that hoe up on your belt buckle. Hey, son, look, you fold that hoe up on your belt buckle.
They don't call fucking altar call right now. I forget what they call that. They call that something in high school. Yep. They call that something.
You just sit
that hoe up.
Wait.
Scout. Danny, like, what the
fuck? Right, I'm like, I don't know what y'all talking about. Don't want to.
I know, because Dud's just out here walking around with dicks in the pants.
Anyway, but, let me state my opinion on this
go ahead.
Topic.
I'm sorry.
So I feel a couple different ways. So for one, reading the story and everything, they stated that this girl traveled from wherever she's from. She was alone. She was in the club by herself.
They said her friends were on the way or something.
Okay, I didn't hear that part. So she's by herself.
They said her friends were on the way because people definitely was like, where the fuck was your friend?
But who goes in the club by herself? Like, females wait in the parking lot till their friends get there. But anyway, I'm not putting the blame on her because rape is fucked up. If it happened, that's fucked up. But you know what I'm saying? But okay, he bought her a drink. That's another thing. Who nowadays just take drinks from random people? If that's what happened. That's a story I heard. He offered to buy her a drink. And he went to get it. He gave it to her with something in it. Okay. So I don't know. So my feelings is I don't know. And I'm going to just say a couple more points as to why I don't know. Because nowadays, everybody's doing stuff like on Facebook Live. Getting shot, getting killed, fighting. All of this on Facebook Live. And although the stuff is literally really happening, it's kind of hard to believe you're getting fucking raped. And you don't drop the phone. Like, I'm going to be trying to hit him in the face. You know, I'm not going to be holding a phone. I'm going to be trying to poke his eyes out. You feel me? Like, I'm going to be doing everything to get away from him. So I'm kind of like, in the video, it doesn't look like she's trying to get away. It looks like she's just saying, help me. I mean,
I agree. And not to like, not to attack her,
right?
Because I really, it's so fucked up because I don't want to spend this time, you know, condemning her.
And you don't know how scared she was. Like, you know, to turn around and fight him, you don't know if he had friends around. There's so many different stipulations, but
because if anybody ready to fight him.
Well, they also said that he apparently there was a quote unquote pill in the drink, and they said that could have been a seed from like a lime,
okay,
which is actually true. And the guy, because like I said, the guy has done some interviews and he was talking about it. And he said, man, she was dancing with multiple niggas in the club. So speaking hypothetically, if it was a pill in her drink or something, that could have been done by whoever. Now, yeah, I hear that logic, my brother, but
right,
nah, you can't.
I slightly forgot that she was drugged or whatever. So that could have.
That's what she said. You know, well, no toxicology report said that though.
And let's also say this though, Danny and Ted. Y'all have both been in multiple different clubs, like had multiple different drinks. Not saying you're alcoholics, no sip, but you've definitely had multiple different drinks. How many times can you really say you've seen someone else and you've seen their drink before they drank it? Like me and Ted, me and you have had drinks together, bro. If there was a pill in my drink, honestly, would you have noticed it when we was in Plush? Honestly, would you have noticed it when we were in
Dallas? Dark as hell in there, first of all.
Dark as hell in there, for one. But not even just there, but other clubs we've been to, bro. If the bartender would have gave you a drink and one of them had a pill in it, like, would you have just immediately noticed? I'm trying to figure out who are these witnesses talking about, oh, there was a pill in her drink and I saw a pill in her. Why did she stop her from drinking it?
They paused it. That was the Facebook.
Oh.
They paused the video on Facebook and saw like something floating, but that's why I said it could have easily been a lime seed, and he said it was a lime seed, but I'm not taking his side. If speaking hypothetically though, if we're wrong, I 100% take it back, but with all we said, if this does come out and this nigga was in the club raping her, wow, like this nigga needs to be thrown over a bridge, bro. Like that's fucking crazy. So to all the women out there, you know what I'm saying? Like Danny said, don't go in the club by yourself and don't take drinks from these niggas and all of this other shit. Like, if you do, if a nigga says, let me buy you a drink, cool. You tell the bartender, hey, I would like a whiskey sour.
Right, let him pay. That bitch directly exactly. to you. But again, like, we don't condone like, any of that. And I'm a woman, so I definitely feel for her. I'm just a different type of woman. Maybe not. I'm pretty sure some people agree with me, but it's just a difference.
We know you
shut
are.
Shut up. Man. But it's a difference because I know, like, me and my homegirls, like, we're not going in the club unless we together. It's like a pack thing. Like, unless we're going to, like, save seats or something, still two of us go. So I'm not faulting her at all because if it happened, it's really fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But I just, like you said, in the future, just, like, we just got to be careful. We got to be aware because there's some fucking creeps out here.
All men need to understand the concept of
clearly
do not rape, fam. Period. Doesn't matter if she's butt naked in the club taking 30 shots, my nigga. Do not rape. Period. Like,
dude said she went on the stage and was in a twerk contest after.
What he said after? Whatever, wow. Okay.
Whether it's true or false. I mean, yeah, he said after all of this and she got off alive, she went onto the stage and was in a twerk contest. And then the husband, because apparently she's married, husband said, and my wife is pregnant, woo-woo, but I don't know if they did a rape kit or if, I don't know. So the details, I guess, of this will come out, and Facebook, I'm sure, will let us know.
Yeah.
But, apparently, all type of shit, though.
But lastly, y'all see the video? I think I sent it to you guys in the group message where she was like in a car kind of explaining what had happened. Took it off of YouTube now because I just tried to rewatch it. But they took it down and she basically was saying how, you know, she was just running through the facts of what happened. And she seemed like she was really distraught and she was just really like shaken up about it. She was driving and the phone was just like in her lap. And she basically was saying that she didn't consent. She didn't want it to happen. And she was trying her hardest, you know, to stop it and stuff like that. But I just didn't see her trying hard.
Well, here's what I do know and what my mom taught me as a woman. Like, listen, you in a situation like that, I'm going to be honest with y'all. if this woman is out here like wilding out and doing weird shit and you know what I'm doing? I'm leaving her. I swear I'm dropping her ass right there in the middle of the club. I'm not carrying her outside. None of that. Like, call me what you want. I'll make sure you're okay. You know what I'm saying? I might go get the proper people.
But you're not my responsibility, sweetheart. Because
I'm damn sure not about to put myself in there.
I'm not a rapist in the morning, fam. Hey, and not that. And I hate to say this, but with all of the different things that y'all have now told me, because I didn't really follow it. I watched a little skit of the video. Like, could this be her trying to?
You watched a Saturday Night Live.
Could this even be, and just hear me out, could this be her trying to make up for the fact that she was on live doing some wild shit and now she's married, she don't want her husband to think anything? So
that would be fucked up.
It's so easy just to end the live. Click.
That would be absolutely fucked up. Because the fact of the matter is, this dude is probably going to go to jail for it. Unless the rape kit comes back and says there was no rape, his semen wasn't found in her, nothing like that, no drugs in the system. That's the only way he gets off. You know what I'm saying? If she in fact does have like some damage or anything like that, that nigga's going to fucking jail, bro.
Yeah.
Straight up, that nigga's going to jail, and he's gonna get raped himself.
Right.
Because rapists get raped.
And let's not get it twisted. Regardless if she was up there twerking or whatever she was doing, a woman can dress how she wants, behaves how she wants, do what she wants. Agreed. And a man or whoever
should keep their hands to their damn self. Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know if you said that. I said it, but I said it doesn't matter if she's in the club butt naked drinking 30.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
She got 30 drinks.
Yeah. Like,
keep your fucking hands to yourself, period.
Right.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, we wish her the best. We wish, at this moment, we can say we wish him the best as well. We just wish for the best outcome and justice, whatever that is, to be
the truth. We wish the truth.
The truth.
There we go.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, here's a question, Ted. Hey, how many women, and Danny, I'm sorry, I forgot, Danny, you in this too. Hey, how many women have you had sex with that you remember them saying yes, we can have sex? Now I'm not saying you raped anyone. I mean, how many women, and I mean, just throw your numbers out there, you know, but like, how many women do you remember?
While y'all get you, like, how many times did a woman actually say,
where you actually stopped and you was like, hey, can we have sex? And they gave you the consent of yes. It usually just happens, right?
It does. Yeah. Now, I'm going to stick by my statement. If they had sex in the club, he raped her. I personally feel like it's hard to have sex in the club like that in the middle of the dance floor. I just personally don't know how you're doing
it. It's not hard to have sex. It's not rape. I imagine it's hard to rape. Sex is pretty easy when two people are really, they have it on their mind. It's easy.
Yeah. I've been in clubs where people have been having sex.
Too,
consensual sex. Having fun.
A zipper in a short skirt, my nigga, that's quick. You wild.
I have seen it myself. So that's why I'm like, a lot of people around drunk themselves, partying, you know. So if she was getting raped, they may not have known that, because, like, you know, I've never seen it here in Atlanta.
Nigga, I saw it in Grambling.
I've seen it.
Wow.
I ain't seen it in Grambling.
What? Niggas couldn't make it to the dorm?
Yeah, I ain't seen it.
Oh, my God. I am befuddled.
But a lot of artists are canceling their shows at that club. I know Zed, he had a show planned, and he basically tweeted, you know, sorry guys, I'm no longer performing February 1st. And he looked forward to coming back, but he just couldn't perform at opera. So, I mean,
I respect that and shit, but who the fuck?
Yeah, he's like a white guy.
I felt like I was behind.
I'm like, she said that shit like this nigga was goddamn. She said, like, niggas had goddamn... No, never broke again, young boy.
He's a white guy. I can't think of his song off the top of my head, but find a skit, put it in here somewhere. He's a white guy. He's a good guy.
Anyway, so it just so happened that we already were going to talk about this shit today. This opera shit. First of all, why did they name a club opera?
That I don't know.
Where is Have you been there before, Ty?
Yeah, it's downtown, like middle of downtown.
Is it a mixed club? Danny, you might know.
No, I
you said, is it a mixed club?
Yeah, is it mixed? Like, what's the, is it diverse or what's going on?
Nah, it's pretty. I mean, most clubs are pretty black downtown, but I mean, it's black. 107.9. Their DJs, they're mostly there in opera.
Yeah. Okay. And Zed was gonna perform.
I'm
so,
going to the AO.
You know.
Actually, when this fucking episode drops, I'll be in Atlanta. Ooh. Or on the way. Hey, turn. But so we were already gonna talk about the situation at opera. Now today, some shit happened with Chris Breezy. He's currently being detained in Paris. Now, I don't know if he's arrested or detained because he hasn't been charged with anything, I don't believe.
They kind of mean the same.
I believe he's just... they do in the eyes of media. They don't in the right. eyes of the law.
He's a person of interest. So, he's not a... suspect.
So, yeah. Correct. There we go. But he's locked up, though. And he's been locked up since yesterday.
Well, he actually was released at 10 o'clock. Their time. Yeah, I'm reading it now. He was released from custody in Paris with no charges filed after being detained on rape accusations. So he's actually out.
Oh, wow. News breaking on this fucking show. What the fuck? That's great. That's great.
So you don't think he did it?
No.
Okay. So for the people that don't know,
I'm going to go on record and say.
Okay, so for the people that don't know what's going on, kind of catch them up to speed because I really don't know everything that's going on. I know bits and pieces.
I have no idea, but for you to be that confident in a rape case, like
I don't believe he did that. Like, do I think he beat Rihanna's ass? Yes. Do I think he's wrong for that? Yes. Is he a fuck nigga for that? Yes. All of that shit. So I don't want niggas to act like we playing favorites over this bitch because I'm not. I'm slamming all them niggas. Any nigga that would harm any like my sisters, like literal sisters, I mean, but because I have so many of them. Nigga, I be in my feelings about that shit. So, fuck that nigga. I don't really listen to Chris Brown's music like that either. But anyway, so
I woke up in Chris Brown. My what man. Happened? I like was, that song. I like Freaky Friday. All right, go ahead.
Yeah,
that song does go hard actually. Though I like Lil Dicky. He's like the first comedy rapper I've ever heard of. Nigga, that shit. Nigga, the song with Snoop Dogg. Nigga, grab a seat. Thanks, I'm Dave. Very nice to meet. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Let me Google it right now.
Professional rapper.
There you go. Professional rapper. That song goes so hard. And the video is dope as hell. Go check it out, Danny. I'll put it in the group. But anyway, so back to Chris Brown. Over the weekend, apparently, he was accused of rape from some girl in Paris. Don't even know who she is or anything like that. Not that that matters. But they detained Chris Brown and two of his security guards. And there was a whole ordeal. He was picked up Monday and he spent the night in jail. It's fucked up because Chris Brown has already been through a lot of negative things. Do I think you can make a mistake and recover from it? Yes. I would much rather have Chris Brown's mistake of physically harming Rihanna, which was still wrong as fuck, than R. Kelly's obsession with young girls. So let's clear that up. Like, do I think you can lose your temper at one point and do some shit that's not of your character and then have remorse many years later as a grown man? Absolutely. So, and God says to forgive, I guess. So, so he was accused of the rape, detained, boom, in Paris. Now, with all that going on, though, her friend, it wasn't her, but it was like her friend, went on record. It was on Shade Room and all the blog sites. And the girl said that wasn't Chris Brown didn't do anything. And apparently some guy punched her. And she was like, Chris Brown didn't have nothing to do with that either. Yeah. Now, you got some people that are going to say, you know, it was Chris Brown. You know, that's Chris Brown. So, you know, you got the fan part of it. But. What are y'all opinions on this situation though? Even though now we just found out he's released.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, are we for sure that that's her friend that came out? I mean, it's already like a sticky situation because of just everything that's going on in the country and I imagine, well, I guess the world because that's Paris. But I hope he didn't do shit. I don't think he would have, especially considering the times we are in right now in our country. But you know, it's whatever. I guess he didn't do shit. I'm definitely gonna lean on the idea that he didn't do shit.
I don't want to sound cliche.
So,
Danny, what do you
think?
I mean, clearly the police don't think he did shit.
Right.
Either,
but. So I agree. I don't think he did anything. I honestly don't think he had anything to do with this person. And I'm not going to say it's because he's Chris Brown, because again, I don't want to go back to the R. Kelly, but it's because it's R. Kelly. He still did that shit. So just because they're a public figure or whatever, I'm not going to say he don't need to rape nobody because he this, he that, you know, because it's possible he could have. But I just think it's like far-fetched. I really think it's for clout. And I don't think he did it. I mean, there's plenty of women and, you know, things that he could be getting into. And he's been like out of the limelight like that. So I just don't see him doing that. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? I don't see him doing that.
Nigga grew up. Nigga gotta be, what Chris Brown gotta be like?
Yeah,
30
about
now?
Yeah.
He gotta 30 be something. He gotta be like 30.
I thought he was
30-something. My guess is like max 31 because shit, he was probably like a couple years older than me. And yeah, nigga,
I don't think he did it at all. I really don't.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said what you said though about like him being a celebrity, because celebrities be some of the sickest niggas. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't. I don't know. It wasn't enough information. And then you know, with all that going on, and I think his daughter changed his life a lot.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but the fact that you said that 5 hours ago, he posted on his Instagram, "This bitch lying." And he said, "I want to make it perfectly clear. This is false and a whole lot of crap. Never for my daughter and my family. This is so disrespectful and is against my character and morals." So, like you said, the fact that you just brought up his daughter, I do think his daughter changed his life. And, you know, after that, he started posting, you know, he was released and, you know, he still has songs on the top 10 billboards and everything. So, you know.
Okay. Well, Chris Brown is not out here raping. Free man. Let's get a hand clap for that. Shout out to Chris Brown not raping him. Because I didn't really want to have to slam Chris Brown. I already slammed him for a bit. I put him in timeout. He was on punishment.
Remove that nigga from the group and everything. Just driving him.
All right. So, damn. Well, that was a good portion of the show. I guess we'll get into
weird show.
Yeah, the people out there's favorite fucking part of the show. This shit drives me. Nigga should have never gave Ty a little bit of rope because
let
this
him
nigga.
Live.
So why y'all be so mad? Yeah. I'm like, damn.
Oh no, not y'all.
Oh my bad. Why you be so mad, Ted?
Well, I already told you last episode. I'd be mad because when you started with these damn dad jokes, I hated them. And I was pissed. I was like, dog, this shit is so whack. I was like, damn, this nigga Ty is really corny. And then now I kind of like him. So that's why I'm just mad at myself, bro. Just let me be upset.
Let's go ahead and get into this dad joke. Then driving niggas. Hey guys, what did the right eye?
Yeah, Ty.
What did the right eye say to the left eye?
No scrubs.
Then
get it left eye.
I don't know.
Between the two of us, something smells.
Oh man. Duh, I hope people out there know that like we don't know what he's gonna say before. We don't rehearse the dad joke. We don't see them before he posts them in the morning. Like, I watch them just like the rest of y'all. Oh, man. The one today was pretty funny, too, right? That was, let me see. Today's dad joke was...
Here we go. Why did the cab driver quit his job? He was tired of people talking behind his back.
Duh, see, like, I hate him. Like, I hate him, but
I think that's so funny.
Anyway. Dad jokes Monday through Friday, every morning. Of course, every episode delivered by Ty. I guess that brings us to quote of the moment. Today's quote: people often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. Zig Ziglar.
I like that.
Yes, that's his real name.
I really like the motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. He's an older white man. He got the look of a racist, but he's actually really cool.
I don't know who he is. I'll be honest with you. I Google these. I Google them. They just work out every day. So quote of the moments are found on the pages, of course, every Monday through Friday as well. Danny J.
Yes.
It's your time to shine.
So I'm going to end the show with some good black news. So today I'm going to be sharing something that happened yesterday with you guys on Monday. So I'm excited about this good black news because y'all know I'm from California by way of Louisiana. And this week's good black news goes to Kamala Harris, and she's a first-term Democratic senator from Oakland, California. She captured national attention for her aggressive grilling of Trump's administration officials. I don't know if y'all follow politics or know about her, but I think she's super dope. And it was announced that she'll be entered the 2020 presidential fray on Monday. So she will be running for president, which is super exciting. And this is something that she always says. She always says the American people deserve to have somebody who is going to fight for them, who is going to see them, who will hear them, who will care about them, and who will be concerned about their experience and will put them in front of self-interest. She's 54, and she's the fourth female of Congress to dive into the increasingly crowded Democratic presidential primary field. So, yeah, and she's also the first woman of color to be a top-tier candidate. And she's an AKA. So I just think that's really dope. Like, I was even happy for Hillary, just any woman, but the fact that she's an African-American woman, I think her dad's like Jamaican. I just think it's really cool to have a woman that will be running in 2020. So good black news goes to Kamala Harris.
That's good. You know, I'm not going to disagree with your good black news, but this people have been posting that, posting about her, and like, it is good. Let me be clear. Let me start out. It is good that a black woman is running and all of that stuff. That is what's up. But what people have been saying about her is that they strongly recommend that they look into her actual political record, versus the fact that she's just a black woman.
Right.
I mean, I would recommend you do that regardless.
But. Yes. And I did see that, and I haven't dived into it, but that really caught my eye just because she's a black woman. I'm a black woman. She's from Oakland, California. You know, I'm from the Bay Area. So I think if for not only just her being black, I think it's inspirational for her to run for little black girls and boys, you know, but
100%. They just say it's like, it's some political shit. I mean, I'm not into politics. Ty responded like, yes, ma'am. Like I'm be real. I don't really pay attention to that shit. I think it's kind of a bunch of bullshit. I could get into it. Niggas could argue me down. Niggas gonna say, you know, well, your voice needs to be heard. And I can rebut that with my voice kind of, I mean, it matters, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter. But regardless, I think the issue with her and that people had was based on like prison reform and just her lack of really, really pushing for like black issues. But I also think that we as black people have a problem with thinking that all black people in power are going to like only be working for black people. Like, no, no, no. Obama still had a job to do, my nigga.
Exactly. And that's like, my thing. That's why I like her, because regardless, nobody's going to be happy. And I think that different candidates, you know, push for different things. But I love the fact that she's willing to fight for everyone, regardless how we feel about certain things. Nobody likes Trump, but he in that thing. So we just got to.
Yeah. You know, that, yeah. That, I mean, that's why I said black people always. We always want to, goddamn, whatever. Tyra, you sleep over there, my brother.
Nah, so I'm here. I just ain't want to, you know.
Say your little spiel so we can get on up out of here. How you feel about her running?
Ah, man.
Okay, well.
All right.
Fuck you, damn it.
Well,
it's been real, people. I'm really excited about her running, not just because she's black, not just because she's a woman, but like you said, I enjoy her stance. I enjoy the idea that that we could have a first female president, and that could be a black woman, a strong black woman.
Do y'all think she's a serious candidate like that, though? I don't.
Well, first she has to win the ballot to either run, you know, so she can run as the Democrat, as the Democratic candidate, because, I mean, she's going to go against some stiff competition coming from the Democratic Party this next term. They're trying to kick Trump out, so that we're going to put our best foot forward. So it's going to be her. More than likely, it's going to be the senator out of New York. Jesus, I don't know. But the Democratic Party is definitely going to put their best foot forward. So whoever she goes up against in the primaries, then, I mean, is, you know, she's definitely going to have her work cut out for her to represent the Democrats against Trump in the next upcoming election. Yeah.
So
it'd
just be interesting definitely. To watch.
Yeah, well. Get your ass out there and vote, no matter who you're voting for. But so as we wrap things up, as mentioned, please keep up with us, follow us, and share, like, subscribe, leave a 5-star review, please. Everybody that leaves reviews, we really appreciate it. Share it. I mean, everything. But if you want to keep up with us, find us on everything social at Ted and Ty Show. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Merchandise is still going. We're not making a dollar off of these sweatshirts. Grab a sweatshirt, grab a t-shirt. If you fuck with us, fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. We'll actually have some giveaways coming too, just so we can get these numbers up, get this shit shared and all that shit, so we can goddamn make some money.
Right.
No, but of course, every Friday you can keep up, catch a new episode with us. I mean, we here. You know what I'm saying? And actually, this is episode 30, y'all. Danny, you ain't been here for 30, but I think you've been here for 15 of them, though.
At least
15, 14, 13, something like that.
Man, Danny been on that long? No, I'm not on your helmet. I'm not on your helmet.
No, no bullshit. We did 15, did 15 current show episodes. We did 15 current show episodes. Then we came back. You and I might have done 2 or 3 by ourselves as soon as Danny joined, and she hasn't left. So I mean, it's at the minimum it's 12 of them that she's done. So I mean, this is episode 30, so that's what's up, man. Yeah, we rolling. We're trying to pump one out every Friday this entire year, and I don't think we've missed, of course not, duh, but I don't think we've missed since we got back on it back in October. So that's 15 weeks in a row. Whatever. But until you hear our voices again, you've been tuned into the Ted and Ty Show with your man, TEDKUSH man.
It's your guy, Ty.
And it's your girl, Danny J.
All right, y'all.